preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women more boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman.
Welcome to the show, folks. This is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. I'm James Kelso, and we're together here from 9 to 10 p.m. Monday through Friday Eastern Time. It's Friday, January 12th, 2024. Yeah, thank you for joining us. Let's see, how's the countdown doing? Let's see here. January 12th, Friday. Monday, January 15th is the Iowa caucus. Ooh, yes. That is going to be a fine day, starting at 7 p.m. Monday. We'll be here, won't we? 7 p.m. Central Time. So by 8 p.m. at showtime, people will be, they will have given their speeches. they will have given their speeches and formed up into their groups and so on, and they'll be about ready to vote for Donald John Trump. And I don't know how fast word will get out. I don't know how fast counting will occur, etc. But it'll all be happening just south of here in Iowa. You can call into the show in the old time at area code 512. That's in Round Rock, Texas, where you can send your support to the Republic Broadcasting Network in deep in the heart of Texas at republicbroadcasting.org. That's 512-248-8252. And let me just see here. I'm get my chat board up here so I can see people when they call in. Among those things that I am most attentive to, you know, TruthSocial.com, and Donald Trump is number one. And the That's number one on my list. But Tucker Carlson is vying for number two. So he's got a very interesting program out tonight on, well, Tucker, I say to you, how dare you? How dare you? I should be across the ocean in school. Tucker is questioning the sanctity of global warming. And I'll tell you what, if you've got any global warming you want to send our way here in North Dakota, please send us all the global warming you can. And the folks in Sweden, where it's been minus 45 degrees Fahrenheit, I think they would concur. Oh, wait a minute. That's where Greta Thunberg, I think that's the Swedish pronunciation, Greta Thunberg, I think that's where she is, cavorting with her boyfriend, who is a race car driver. And I guess he drives race cars powered by solar cells, right? Solar cells all over the surface of his race car? Or is it powered by a windmill? It couldn't be an internal combustion engine, could it be? Not a highly tuned, supercharged racing engine that burns rubber on every corner. Oh, wait a minute. Those tires are made out of what? They're made out of fossil fuels. But so Greta is up there in Sweden freezing her ass off because of the global warming that's going on up there. The Tucker Carlson had a guest on. Let me look up his I don't have him up. I'll look up some kind of bio on this. Harvard scientist who has just retired from Harvard and is speaking truth to power. So let's listen in. This is Tucker Carlson interviewing a Harvard. Was he an astrophysicist? Let's find out here in just a moment. But it's he really, you know, Tucker Carlson is so, he comes up with the good stuff. And here is an example of that. Just posted. Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I had this all lined up. And let me see what... there's a slip between the cup and the lip here of... I had the audio and the video. I had it all set up. And... I took my eyes off the screen and lost it. I know I can get it. I think it's right here. Well, let us try to get this back. How do I recognize the recording that I just was playing for myself was on Instagram, and I actually figured a way to get in there. I was actually playing it. Well, let's try again. All right. Oh, my goodness.
Dinosaurs and planktons and forests at one point on one of Saturn's moons? Probably not. So if all hydrocarbons aren't from fossils, where are they from?
The information that is found on the largest moon on Saturn, which is called Titan,
yes,
is actually results from...
Now, this is the guy. There he is. We're hearing him. But I wonder how I lost the... You know, these various proprietary organizations make it so difficult to just listen to the file. And they want to kick you off and make you sign up and log into their file on their site.
moon on Saturn, which is called Titan. Yes.
Okay, here he is. There he is on that one. Okay, here he is on this one. Again. All right, now why am
moon I... Moon on Saturn, which is called Titan.
I'm going to go into a break. Well, I'll find that for you in a break. Meanwhile, let's go to Donald Trump. Now, he's got a bunch of events lined up here. Let me hit refresh on his events. Here's somebody that doesn't make it difficult to use his site, truesocial.com. It's one of the beauties of truesocial.com. It's very transparent. Like its creator, Donald Trump, it is exactly what you see. And here he's got his events scheduled here for tomorrow and the next day. He's got an event scheduled tomorrow in Indianola, Iowa. Another scheduled tomorrow in Atkinson, New Hampshire. Okay. Oh, here's some new things. New things that I hadn't seen. He has tomorrow Indianola, Iowa. Oh, that's Sunday. Oh, he's not even posting the Saturday events. Maybe they're sold out and you can't get tickets. He had two events scheduled on Saturday. I don't see them. So maybe they're just so completely sold out that they don't want to put it up. The first event that is up is Sunday, January 14th in Indianola. And of course, then the next day is the Iowa caucus. But the day after that Iowa caucus, the president is off to Atkinson, New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. And then a few days later, January 20th, he's in Manchester, New Hampshire. And then the next day, Sunday, January 21st, he's in Rochester, New Hampshire. So and then he's got an event, a Team Trump Iowa campaign event in Fort Dodge, Iowa on Monday. But that's, Trump is not mentioned as being there. That's Team Trump. And Team Trump will have another event on Monday with Donald Trump Jr. and Kimberly Guilfoyle in Ankeny, Iowa. All righty, let's go to Truth Social, and let's go to the most recent post from the president. Here he is. 32 minutes ago, it's an endorsement for Senator Mike Lee. It's an endorsement from Senator Mike Lee for Donald Trump. My favorite kinds of political promises are promises kept. Donald Trump has kept promises that he's made as he has campaigned in the past. I wholeheartedly endorse Donald J. Trump. And Senator Mike Lee is a Utah senator. Here he is on the Laura Ingraham Show.
Whom you're going to endorse in the Republican primary? Are you going to share it with us tonight?
Yeah, I have made that decision. And as I get into that, I want to be clear. This is a choice. American people have a choice to make. In this circumstance, they have a rare, historically unusual chance to choose between two presidents. They have a chance to choose between order and lawlessness. They have...
That is just bloviation. Come on, Mike Lee. First of all, my question to you is, you're endorsing Donald Trump at this late date? You hadn't endorsed him 3 years ago? What's wrong with you, Mike Lee? This is the same kind of comment I made last night about who's the clown from Wyoming who endorsed Donald Trump yesterday? Senator Barrasso. There's no excuse. People that are endorsing Donald Trump at this late point, this is... So I'm Mike Lee. I would have assumed I thought he was a stronger patriot. I would have assumed he had endorsed Donald Trump already. So dispense with that. I don't want to hear more of his bloviation. Here's a message to the great people of Iowa from Donald Trump that was posted 1 hour ago. And I'm looking at Donald Trump here in the picture, and he's lost some weight. Holy cow. He's not really filling the he has to get a new cut on his suit jacket. He's lost some weight.
Hello, Iowa. This is your favorite president, and we're going to make America great again. I'm leaving very shortly for your beautiful state. I love that state. I love the people of the state. I'll get there sometime around Saturday night or something. One way or the other, I'm getting there. You have the worst weather, I guess, in recorded history, but maybe that's good because our people are more committed than anybody else, so maybe it's actually a good thing for us. But we have to make sure we caucus on Monday, 6:30, get there a half hour before the 7 o'clock bell, and we're going to do something that's really special. We're going to start with you, and then we're going to turn our country around, and it's going to be amazing. And I'll get to see you on Sunday and Monday and maybe Saturday night late. It's going to be a little bit of a trek. Nobody knows how exactly we're going to get there, but we're going to figure it out. And we wouldn't miss it for anything. So we have record cold weather, record snowfall, record everything, but we will not miss it. So maybe Saturday night. We don't know what time. We have no idea, but we'll see you on Sunday. We'll see you on Monday. I'm going to be helping you with the caucus, and I look forward to it. And we're going to have a great victory, and we're going to beat the crooked Joe Biden, the worst president in the history of our country, not even a contest. You can take, as I often say, the 10 worst, add them up. They're not as bad. They haven't done the damage that this man has done to our country. So we're going to make America great again. I'll see you on Sunday. I'm going to see you on Monday. And I'm going to be with you 7 o'clock, but get there at 6:30. And we're going to caucus, and we're going to do great. Thank you. See you then.
Okay. Now, so we learned a little bit there concerning the schedule. So there are probably aircraft difficulties. You know, the president moves around on Air Force, Trump Force One. So maybe the atmospheric conditions over Iowa are pretty bad. This isn't, for us up here in North Dakota, it's colder here than it is in Iowa in general. Almost always. So this has been a pretty good winter so far. Right now, let's see, my weather station, it's -4 degrees. That's fairly balmy for this time of year. Anyway, so he's that explains some of his scheduling difficulties. But there you heard the president. Let's go down here. Let's see what else he's posting here. He's got... he posts Laura Loomer. I spoke of Laura Loomer as one of our patriot heroes. And he says, this is a must watch. Ron DeSantis got loomered inside his hotel in Iowa. Ron DeSantis, this is the president writing, Ron DeSantis just got loomered at his hotel in Des Moines 3 days before the Iowa caucus. And then I'm going to read some of this here. This is Loomer talking. I confronted DeSantis as he was walking into his hotel, and he hid from me inside the hotel convenience store and used his staffers, including Kelly Kundinger, to physically block my body. His staff also shoved me and tugged on my clothing so that DeSantis could get away from me and run into an elevator. Now, this is so beautiful. But I didn't back down. I asked DeSantis if he plans on endorsing President Trump when DeSantis loses the Iowa caucus on Monday, January 15th. I asked him why he is an absentee governor. We'll come back to this beautiful patriot, Laura Loomer, right after the break.
Thought that they'd breathe their last, Seth John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less valuable its currency, the dollar is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food. Seeing that the dollar is cheap, that's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because the buying power, the value of the dollar has tanked. It's worth nothing. And yet gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis, gold, a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis. Historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers. And Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in 5 easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Back, folks. I found the Tucker that I was looking for. And the first, we're gonna finish our little segment there on Laura Loomer, and then I'm gonna come back here too. I'm gonna mark it. I'm gonna put a little piece of tape on the top of my screen here. All these have got 100 tabs open, and this is where Tucker Carlson introduced Dr. Willie Soon. I think I'm hearing the name right. Recently of Harvard, and so we'll play that. But let's go to Laura Loomer. She's writing, she's ripping apart, here she says, I asked him, De Sanctis, and she calls him De Sanctis, why he is an absentee governor who unethically changed the law in Florida so he could run for president on taxpayer dime and keep his gubernatorial salary while he abandoned Floridians during multiple storms and an insurance crisis. He did that. Florida law didn't allow him to run for president and be absent from the state. Florida law requires him to be in the state to be the governor. He changed the law. I asked him why he is always backing down, even though his PAC is named Never Back Down. Here's a little recording of Laura Loomer. She's accosting DeSantis.
I'm recording.
Here she is. Here she is. She's moving in for the.
Hey, Governor. What are you going to drop out? Don't you think you've already wasted enough of people's money? $300 million? Governor DeSantis, why do you have a bubble wrap campaign, Ron? Are you going to be endorsing President Trump when you drop out the night of the Iowa caucus or hopefully shortly after? An absentee governor who changed the law in Florida so that you could run for president. Answer a question, Ron. I thought you were never back down. Never back down, Ron.
Now, she's only like 3 feet away from DeSantis. He went into the, the concession shop at the hotel where she cornered him. She cornered him in the concession shop. He had to come out back through the door he went in. And she planted herself right in the entranceway. A couple of DeSantis's goons were, his security, maybe they're not goons, were physically blocking and shoving Laura Loomer. So here she is. She's got him right there. She's got him cornered.
Whatever happened to that? Don't assault me. Press charges against you.
Don't assault me. Press charges against you. They're pushing, shoving her.
There's a state of emergency in your state. Why aren't you there?
There's a state of emergency in the state of Florida that you declared and you abandoned Floridians, Ron.
Why are you hitting me? Why are you hitting me?
You wouldn't be governor if it wasn't for President Trump. You betrayed President Trump. You betrayed the people of Florida. And you're going to lose 14% in Iowa, 5% in New Hampshire, Ron.
I love this.
As you can see, it's always about backing down with Ron DeSantis. Hey, everybody. So I'm here in front of the Sheraton Hotel in West Des Moines, Iowa, and Ron DeSantis just got Loomer. He looked petrified. Honestly, I think that his soul left his body when he saw me. And he
his soul left his body when he saw me. Folks, these are treasures. People like Laura Loomer. What a brilliant patriot. And you know, she just grabbed her cell phone, probably pretty much just like the one you have in your pocket, and she got herself, she, you know, did her homework. She found out where he was, and that was not a secret where he was going to be. And then she found out what hotel he was in. That was footwork on her part. And then she just lay in wait, and she cornered him, and she's done this over and over again with bird brain Nikki Haley, with the DeSanctimonious, and many others. This is something any of us could do, but she's the one with the guts and the brains to do it.
Such a coward. Whatever happened to Never Back Down, right? Never Back Down. He ran into the hotel.
Now, the reason you hear all that sound is that she's out in the snow outside the hotel, and it's whipping. The flags are whipping. Snow is blowing across her face. So that's why the audio is, not so great. So we'll skip the rest of what she had to say there. Okay, now let's go from one courageous patriot to another. Let's go to Tucker Carlson. And I'm sure Tucker Carlson and Laura Loomer are fast friends. We'll be right back with Tucker Carlson talking about global warming hoax. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Okay, folks, we're back. All right, now I've got Tucker for you lined up, and this looks like a gem. And, you know, Tucker, what a genius. Like Laura Loomer, I mean, he's all over the place. He's doing absolutely original work that's just completely, to quote Gretchen Wilson, politically incorrect, and Merle Haggard. And it's the truth. So he's interviewing a, forgive me for not having done my homework, he's a recent Harvard astrophysicist, and I sort of heard the name Willie Soon. I'm going to look him up, Willie Soon. Sounds like a Korean name, maybe a Chinese name. Very affable, smart-looking guy. We're going to hear him in a moment. But here's the question that this one of the top people in his field, and which is exactly, this is his field. He's pointing out, you'll hear him say it in my brief zip through it. Here's what he's saying. We're not the source of the hydrocarbons that are everywhere. Everywhere in the universe, everywhere in the solar system, on the moons of all the other planets, in space itself, the cosmos is loaded with hydrocarbons. The moon of that Saturn's moon Titan is, or is it Jupiter? Woo, boy, my ignorance. One of the two, Titan is like a hydrocarbon moon. And this is not from cow gases. It's not from Greta Thunberg's boyfriend's race car. It's not because he's burning rubber. It's because the universe, and this this astrophysicist is saying, he's actually questioning, what is the source of the so-called global warming gases, the greenhouse gases, the hydrocarbons? Are they even coming from things like factories or automobiles or your gas stove? And he's saying, no, no. So listen up. This is good stuff. Absolutely new ground broken by Tucker.
We often refer to our main sources of energy as fossil fuels. Oil, natural gas, coal, they're fossil fuels because they come from fossils, ancient organic material, forests, jungles, plankton, dinosaurs. Held under the ground for millennia, they transform into oil, gas, and coal. Everybody thinks that's true. On the other hand, there's evidence that maybe it's not the whole story. If that's where fossil fuels come from, if that's how hydrocarbons are made, then how come they're found so deep under the oceans and at the top of the Earth? How come one of Saturn's moons, according to scientists, has more oil and natural gas than Earth? Were there dinosaurs and planktons and forests at one point on one of Saturn's moons? Probably not. So if all hydrocarbons aren't from fossils, where are they from?
Beautiful.
And why isn't this commonly known? And what are the implications of it? And what does it tell us about our modern climate change policy? These are not just esoteric questions. They're central questions, actually, as we chart the future of energy usage in the world. Willie Soon has been thinking about this for a long time. He's an astrophysicist, a geoscientist. He spent 31 years at Harvard. He recently left, and he joins us here. Dr. Soon, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tucker.
I appreciate
it. It's a blessing to be able to come on your show.
Well, it's a blessing to have you. And this is such an interesting question with so many implications.
Yes.
And I want to spend most of our time talking about the implications. But just to the strict question of where hydrocarbons come from, it sounds like they're not necessarily all from ancient forests or plankton or dinosaurs, are they?
Yes. The story can be a bit long, so give me a few minutes to explain. You are certainly right, but most important to clarify is that the information that is found on the largest moon on Saturn, which is called Titan, is actually results from NASA, European Space Agency, and then the Italian Space Agency, who built this spacecraft called Cassini. And Huygen, actually, one of my thesis advisor committee is actually built a UV spectrometer. But the one that they used to discover this, basically the ocean liquid form of methane, which is in ethane form, which is much more complicated hydrocarbon, this whole ocean of it. Because Titan is in such a way that it's very cold, by the way. So it's minus 290 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yes.
Hint, hint, hint. Where's the global warming there, right? If it's full of methane there, right? That's another problem because it's far away from the sun. That's what it is.
Yes.
And clearly that the question of abiogenic matter, which means no need of any biology, is true. Because we know. Actually, one experiment was done in 2009. It was done in Swedish Royal Academy, one of those groups. But it's done by one Russian leader. He was able to show that if you squeeze methane, CH4 in chemical formula, so four hydrogen, one carbon, squeeze them in a form that in which they simulate the condition of the Earth's mantle, which is 1,800 miles deep, kind of below the surface, because the Earth is deeper, right? And it's within this 18, but basically the condition that is only about 40 to 150 miles in, that you actually can form complex hydrocarbon. You got benzene, you got ethane, you got all this other stuff forming. So that proved beyond doubt that you have such a way to make this. Plus that Titan proved beyond doubt. You actually see methane also in all the atmosphere of Jupiter. You know, you even find benzene in the rocks of Mars. And then for me, astrophysicist, I can tell you even more. You find this complex hydrocarbon called polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbon. It's another one of those complex hydrocarbon. Then actually you found it in interstellar space, between space within stars, intergalactic space. These are everywhere. Because temperature, they are cold.
That's good. These are everywhere. Polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons. These are everywhere. over 30 years at Harvard, obviously a top astrophysicist, and he's not playing along with the game. This last one we just heard, a Russian scientist established that 40 to 50 miles down in the Earth's crust, the mantle produces sufficient pressure on CH4, methane, to form all the various hydrocarbon substances that we have been led to believe are the result of dinosaurs and ferns rotting over the eons. And we may have been duped by bad science. I'm loving this guy. We'll talk about him more.
Probably the right pressure condition. All this complex hydrocarbon.
Well, it's kind of incredible because all of us, including myself until very recently,
right,
assumed that all of our main energy sources are these so-called fossil fuels. And, of course, their existence is going to be limited by the amount of fossils, by the amount of decaying organic material.
Not so.
So if that's not so, then we need to rethink a lot of things.
A lot. I think this one fit into a paradigm by a famous economist that I like very much. His name is Simon. You know about this guy named Simon?
Julian Simon,
yeah. The key guy, University of Illinois and then Maryland. He was the guy who said that the ultimate resource of humanity or Earth is actually not all this material thing like uranium, gold. Because uranium... there are far more uranium in the oceans than on the land, right? You have 4.5 billion tons of uranium in the ocean. You have only 17 million tons of that. Gold, copper, what do you want on the ocean? It's all there, except they're in very dilute form,
yes.
Clearly. So the ultimate resource actually is not that. It's the human mind. It's the innovation part of it. I think I like that principle a lot. It fits very well in terms of saying that it's all matter of course. Even oil. Most, I don't know if any of you know, the audience know that 50 to 60% of all the oil that you already drilled, the drill hole, yeah, you can only pull out 40 to 50% of it. 60% of that remains in it.
This is fascinating stuff. Now, I looked the guy up. Here he is. Let me find the data on him. His name that we're hearing is Willie Wayhawk Soon, S-O-O-N, born in 1965. He's a young guy. He's 58, a Malaysian astrophysicist. Now, there are a lot of Chinese living in Malaysia, so I think he's a Chinese descent. A Malaysian astrophysicist and aerospace engineer. Worked at the Solar and Stellar Physics Division of the Center for Astrophysics at Harvard and the Smithsonian. And soon, get this. So now we have a name for what he is, because this is what we are all going to become. Soon is an anthropogenic climate change denier. So anthropogenesis, the idea that we're the ones, like Greta Thunberg's race car driver boyfriend. We're changing the Earth's climate with our hairspray and our gas stoves. And he's a denier. He's saying, no, that is not what's changing. That's not what causes climate to change. And he is disputing the scientific understanding. Oh, see, it's the agreed upon science. He's disputing. No, he's a scientist. Wikipedia, but he's disputing the scientific understanding of climate change. So he's not scientific, see? And he contends that most global warming is caused by solar variation rather than by human activity. Now, this is something we've explored on this show. What is the name of that? The Russian who discovered that cycle of solar heating and cooling. It'll come to me in just a moment. He co-wrote a paper whose methodology was widely criticized by the scientific community. What is this? The hive? Climate scientists such as Gavin Schmidt of the Goddard Institute for Space Studies have refuted Soon's arguments. And the Smithsonian does not support his conclusions. He is nonetheless frequently cited by politicians opposed to climate change legislation. So this guy is a treasure, and they're doing it. They're taking crotch kicks to him. Willie Soon was born in Kangar, Malaysia, in 1966. Let's find out more about him. He emigrated to the United States in 1980 and attended the University of Southern California, where he got his Bachelor of Science degree. He got a Master of Science in 87, then a PhD in Aerospace Engineering with distinction in 91. His doctoral thesis was titled Non-Equilibrium Kinetics in High Temperature Gases. And he received the IEEE, Nuclear and Plasma Sciences Society Graduate Scholastic Award in 1989, and other awards. This is a just very distinguished astrophysicist. And then he went on to Harvard, an astronomer at the Mount Wilson Observatory. Let me see if I skip down here a little more. We'll get more stuff on Willie, but now we know who he is, Willie Soon. So let's listen to him just a bit more before we run out of time. Find him here.
Simply because there's not enough pressure to get it out. This is why the idea of abiogenic oil is interesting. It's true, clearly true. It's all a matter of cost, really. Because this thing has to form way inside the...
Now, I don't know if you heard his phrase here. Abiogenic formation of oil. Abiogenic. In other words, not oil, Willie Soon is saying, is not rotting dinosaurs. Oil is CH4, highly compressed in the mantle of the Earth, 40 to 50 miles down, everywhere, forming all of these abiogenically formed hydrocarbons that are everywhere in the cosmos, even without dinosaurs.
The Earth, the mantle, which is 50 to 100 miles, right? Human, how deep have we ever drilled? Only the skin, which is only 5 miles maximum, 5 to 6 miles, basically. That's at most that we can do. And then all this stuff had to permeate into the reservoir. I got this information from the top people that physically have to look for oil every day. One of my friends, Joseph Limekuller from Beacon Energy, Offshore Energy. Those are the guys who work day in and day out to bring us the energy, actually, the oil that we need.
So why don't most people know this? Why do most people think that the gasoline in their car was, by definition...
It has to be limited, yeah.
Yeah, that there's just a tiny amount and it's going away, we'll never find more.
The world is full of untruth and half-truths, right? That's the whole problem, right? That's why for so long, even the idea that we are not limited and bounded by availability of, let's say, gasoline, petroleum, or coal. Coal now, they won't allow us to use, right? As you know, in COP meeting in Dubai that just ended a day ago, they just physically declared themselves that we should stop using fossil fuel. Basically, petroleum, natural gas, and even coal. mean, these people are insane, or really insane.
This is insane. Let's welcome somebody who surely agrees with Dr. Soon, James in Vancouver. James, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, you look up the 1967 Nobel Prize in Physics, Hans Bethe, won it for the carbon-carbon cycle in the sun, and that tells you how carbon was formed, not by fossils.
Yeah, well, this is a guy we're going to be talking about and carrying around on our shoulders at Patriot right. gatherings. Dr. Willie Soon, and he spells his name S-O-O-N, raised in Malaysia. But now that's a Chinese name, isn't it? Soon, S-O-O-N?
Yeah.
So, and yeah, they're, yeah. You know, they're big Chinese populations all over in places like Singapore, Vietnam, Malaysia, huge expatriate Chinese communities. And the this guy is wonderful, and it's going to be wonderful to see. And this is science speaking. Let's go back. Let's listen to him just a bit more. We're going to run out of time, but I'll tell you, I'm going to be listening to this guy late into the night. I hope he's got some books I can buy.
I think they're going to harm more people with their own delusion. Plus, they always remember these are people who actually don't represent the majority. No. Since when are this put up to what? It's always about this minority, the tyranny of the few, always robbing the whole census, the good census of the good people. This is part of the reason why, as a scientist, I also speak out. Not afraid of anything except for just telling the truth. And I'm glad to have this opportunity to say such thing in your show.
So, I mean, if we haven't been told the truth about where hydrocarbons come from,
right?
And we haven't. I mean, I've never met a single person in my life who said, wait a second, they're not all fossil fuels. Then we keep hearing there's a scientific consensus on climate change. Every scientist believes the same.
Now, do you hear what Tucker just said? He's never met anyone in his life who says anything other than hydrocarbons come from fossil fuels, from dinosaurs and decaying plant matter. So here he is. I mean, folks, you know, never a dull moment. Here we are, and by the way, this is the first time I've heard it, right here. I'm finding this out from Willie Soon, Chinese from Malaysia, teaching at Harvard.
Probably said it 20-plus years ago.
Yeah, but you see,
the CIA and the Defense Department together.
Yeah, and what Willie Soon is showing us is that we live in, all of us, we live in a matrix where truth is hidden from us. Lies are everywhere. This is something that Tucker's been saying for years. It's his greatest contribution, is he says, we're being lied to all the time about everything. And here he is. He's just found another. I mean, this is huge. This is big. I mean, this global warming, climate change, Green New Deal scam is of such immensity that it will bankrupt all of us. It will change the entire structure of the world. It will change and greatly amplify the power of government. It will greatly reduce your prosperity or ability to move about and live freely. It's an immense thing, and it's built on lies. Here's this guy saying, no, the abiologic formation of hydrocarbons, not from dinosaurs. This is amazing. And I'll tell you what, this was worth the price of admission for today's show, boys and girls. We've only got a few more minutes left.
It was old man Rockefeller that did that, by the way. Rockefeller told his scientists at a meeting in around 1900 to go to Switzerland and tell him that it was fossil fuel, and that way he could control the price of oil.
Well, there you go. So the here we go. Let's go back to Willie Soon, 58 years old. He looks like he's 38 years old. He's living right. Here he is talking to Tucker. Just this last few days, maybe today.
Think about it. Believes Al Gore and John Kerry. Maybe that's not true either.
Oh, that I can tell you. Please, thank you for asking that question, Tucker. I've been working on this subject of CO2 causing climate change, or what other factors we can ask that cause climate to change. for close to as long as since my postdoctoral year, 1991, right? So it's about 32 years. And on this question, I think we have a very definitive answer. What we know now is CO2 ain't going to cost nothing. It's not going to change much of the climatic system.
Don't you love it, James? This super sophisticated guy, you know, who probably thinks in calculus terms, he says CO2 ain't going to change nothing.
Right.
I love
That's
it.
Right. Well, the plants use it. All the living plants and trees, they breathe CO2 and they expel oxygen. That's how we get our oxygen.
Oh, yeah, of course. It's the essential food for all plant life. So let's listen to this. This man is a national treasure. Let's listen some more and I'll shut up.
Which means it won't change the speed of the hurricane. It won't change the how fast or how frequent tornado form. It won't even actually make any difference to the polar bear population. It's all conservation issue, right, on polar bear. It won't even cause how much fish you don't catch or catch, you know. It won't even cause what they call ocean acidic. It won't even cause this problem that they claim. It's all artificial. Everything they do, it's all dream from their model and the tyranny of the few again.
This guy is beautiful.
Those few people just dream up this scary story that it just ain't true. And then when
and I love it. Here is this super educated guy. These people that dream up this scary story, which just ain't true. He's talking like a Tennessee farmer. I love it.
You come down to the most responsible group for this kind of bad stuff. I was reminded by my colleague, Dr. Ronan Connolly and Michael Connolly, my two co-worker with me on my group, is to say that since I worked so carefully and I have about more than 100 scientists last 3 years alone working with me, so I don't speak on behalf of them, I speak on behalf of myself. My view is that the UNIPCC, United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, is one of the primary problem, which means they have been misleading people. They've been using authority of science, which is not true, right? It's all governmental hackers, basically, right? People like John Kerry, who I guess can barely take a proper physics class, who keep claiming that greenhouse effect is so simple, right? And then he refused to explain how does it work, right? I mean, he did all of that is very terrible.
Now you can see Tucker's head is exploding. He is grinning from ear to ear. You've got to watch this interview. This is a happy moment for a great man, Tucker Carlson, and happy moment for me and James and for all of us. Willie soon.
Well,
Willie soon.
Long overdue.
Yeah.
Willie
soon for Secretary of Energy. All right. Well, we'll be back again with you. And Monday, folks, Monday, it's the big showdown in Iowa. You are not going to want to miss that. We'll see you. I'll see you on Monday, okay? Take care, folks. So long. Don't stop.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.